प्रभा ले बाबा कुसा उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे प्रीतम से कर मिलन जागो आत्मन उठो आत्मन आई रे प्रभा।
ओम शांति। So from today onwards, we are beginning a new series. The name of the series is Amrit Vela. So this is the book which was first published in 1999 with the literature department of Yajna. So we will be trying to cover some part of it every day. So today, let's start. These are the direct versions of Bab Dada. And today, the first episode, this is the Avyakta Murli of 17th December 1979. 17th December 1979. Baba says, as soon as it is the early morning hours of nectar, that is, as soon as it is Amrit Vela, as soon as your eyes open, in a second, take a jump and sit down with Baba. The moment you open your eyes at Amrit Vela, what you have to do? Jump. And sit with Baba. Then, because of the companionship, you will experience that all of Baba's treasures are your treasures. He is sitting here and you are sitting here. And because of this companionship, you will experience that whatever are his treasures, they are your treasures. Baba, in the form of a friend, Khuda Dost, is now offering you the throne of all rights. Adhikar ka takht. He is offering you throne of all rights. So he is offering you this throne, this chair of royalty. It's known as chair of royalty. Takht. So get up at morning, jump, sit with him. He will offer you a chair of royalty, throne of all rights. Not simply on the basis of knowledge, but on the basis of attainment, prapti. Sit on this throne of all rights. As soon as you awaken, sit on the throne. It's a powerful statement in Hindi. Utho aur takht par baith jao. As soon as you awaken, sit on the throne. Now Baba is giving example. Which example? Just as those who have the right to the throne, which lasts for only a limited period of time, just as the king who has the right to the throne, which lasts for only a limited period of time, and within that short period, he is able to do whatever he seeks, so too, at the present moment, there is the golden opportunity for you to claim the unlimited throne. So Baba says, this is the golden opportunity for you to claim this unlimited behad takht nashin. You claim this unlimited throne. You can very easily claim the consciousness of your golden age. Consciousness of golden age, golden stage. And it is this that will also be your elevated stage in the future golden age world. So this is the golden chance to attain the golden stage at confluence age. this is also the golden chance to have higher post, higher status in the golden aged world. Do you understand this, Samjha? This is the time for easy effort. Baba says this time of Amrit Vela is the time of, this is the time. And this is also the sadhan for easy effort. Sahaj Purushartha. So this is today's effort. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba has given example of the son of a king. There was a king and his son spent 1 crore rupees in 1 month.
One year.
So he spent very huge amount in a very small period. Why? Because when you are king, when you are prince, you have all the rights. So he means, this also Baba said, the moment you get up at Amrit Vela, the moment you open your eyes, wish Baba, today also Baba raised objection for that. In the family, they don't say namaste and they don't say good morning because this is a family. But still, since it is a custom, you keep on saying. So, the moment you open your eyes at Amrit Vela, eyes open, immediately, what do you have to do?
Jump.
So, how do you jump? So, jump and sit with Baba. Jump, you have to jump from this world to the subtle world. There is a high jump. Jump and sit with Baba. And Baba, you have to see him as a friend, Khuda, dost. And there is a throne kept there, chair of royalty, takht. That is an unlimited takht, that is an unlimited throne. So Baba is offering you that seat, that chair. You sit there, and then once you have sat there, then you have all the powers, then you have all the rights, then whatever are Baba's treasures are your treasure. So at Amrit Vela, this drill should be done. Eyes open, sit with Baba, sit on the throne, and then now, whatever are his treasures, they all are my treasures. What are his treasures? 9 main treasures, Navanidhi. 9 treasures are quite famous. They are known as Navanidhi. Nidhi means treasure. Gyan is the first treasure. So imagine, feel, think, perceive, understand, experience that whatever is Gyan is in him, the same Gyan is in me. The treasure of Gyan. Then Gun. Virtues, whatever virtues are in him, they all are in me. In today's blessing, Baba said, go to anybody and if you narrate them, their weaknesses, they will probably hide it. But if you overlook their weaknesses and if you narrate, if you relate them, their specialities, their virtues, this will act as a life-giving herb, Sanjeevani Buti. And they themselves will tell, ki we have these weaknesses. And by doing this, your own specialities would come to the fore. So, take all the virtues from Father at Amrit Vela. Whatever are his treasures, everything is mine. So feel as if I am standing in front of him, as if I am sitting in front of him, and he has kept his hand of blessing upon my head, and from that hand all these treasures are flowing down. Gyan, Gun, third, all powers. Whatever are his power, they are my powers. In tomorrow's Avyakt Murli, tomorrow's coming Sunday, Baba gave the list of specialities of those who are fortunate souls. And one of the specialities is that they have all the powers, just as Father is all powerful. In the similar manner, you are also almighty authority. Master Almighty Authority. Father is never number wise. So also you are also Master Almighty Authority. That is one of the signs, one of the specialities of those who are fortunate souls. So take all the powers from him at Amrit Vela, so that your day becomes powerful. Whatever is your stage at Amrit Vela, the same thing will happen throughout the day. The fourth treasure is the treasure of time. And fifth treasure is the treasure of sankalp, thought. In tomorrow's Avyakta Murli, tomorrow's Avyakta Murli, Baba said, when you come to Madhuban, very powerful statement, you should not waste these two things, sankalp and samay, time. So at Amrit Vela, these two treasures you have to take from the Father. So take all the treasures of elevated thoughts from him, because he is the ocean of elevated energy and elevated thoughts. Then khushi, happiness is the treasure. In today's Murli Baba said, this is a dirty world, this is the old world, and an old house has to be destroyed. And so many souls are there in this world. This is a bhari kaam. This is a very difficult task for the Father to destroy all the bodies and to take away all the souls. So this is the world of sorrow. In this world of sorrow, while staying, we take all the powers from the Father. We take all the treasure of happiness from him. Then purity. The seventh treasure is the treasure of purity. We take all the treasure of purity from the Father. This is an impure, dirty world where lust is in the air. In such a dirty world, Baba has come to establish purity. And he is the ocean of purity. He is the mountain of purity. So take all the pure energy from him. Eighth, elevated karmas. Elevated actions is the eighth treasure. So this is the treasure that we have to take from the Father at Amrit Vela. And ninth, duai, blessings. We have the Nau Nidhi, nine treasures. So as soon as you get up at Amrit Vela, first thing, wish him, and then jump to the subtle world. You can even jump to the incorporeal world. Sit with him. He offers you the throne, unlimited thrones, the chair of royalty. Sit there and then take all the treasures. Whatever are his treasures, these are the list of nine treasures. Whatever are his treasures, they all are mine. That is first. Then, Baba says, he has given the example of a king. When somebody is king for a particular period of time, he has unlimited control. He has unlimited authority. There is none to censor, none to impeach, none to punish him. He can rule as he wants. If we become king for just one day, just imagine what we will do. This is the whole world. And we are becoming king just for one day. We will try to do so many things. In the similar manner, Baba says at Amrit Vela, become a king and do whatever you want. Just as those who have the right to the throne, which lasts only a limited period of time, just as the king who has the right to the throne, which lasts for only a limited period of time, and within that short period, he is able to do whatever he seeks. So too, at the present moment, there is the golden opportunity for you. So this is the golden opportunity for me for two things. To create a golden aged stage right now. Golden aged stage right now. And to claim a higher status in the golden age. So Amrit Vela is the time to create a powerful stage. Amrit Vela is the time to create the golden stage. That's how much importance we should give to Amrit Vela. Amrit Vela is the start of the day. Amrit Vela is the beginning of the new day. The past is dead, lost, gone. No more thinking about it. Whatever that happened is happened. Now is the new day. Now is the new dawn. Now is the new beginning. Now is the new search. Now is the new enthusiasm. Now is the new energy, new verb, new animation. Now is the new life. Now is the new thought. Now is the new planning. Now is the new effort. Now is the new actions, new words, everything new. Now is the new relationship, new behavior. Now are the new words. Now is the new Murli. Now is the new slogan. Now is the new blessing. Now is the new elevated versions. Now is the new truth. Now is the new traffic control. Now is the new Brahma Bhojan. Now is the new evening yoga. Now is the new good morning. Now is the new good afternoon. Now is the new good evening. So everything is new, every new day. You cannot carry the past which is dead. So this is a new Amrit Vela. New class and new students. And new teachers. And new topic. And new songs and new music. And new meditation music and new atmosphere and new vibrations. New toli. Sometimes same, but most of the time new. So Amrit Vela is the period of newness. It is the period of innovation. It is a period of creativity. So be creative. Be innovative. Search something new. It is the period of new quest. New search, new happiness, new joy, new bliss, new super sensuous experience. So everything is new at Amrit Vela. So when everything is new, our life should be an incarnation of newness, an avatar of newness. New dance, new song, new hope, new rays. Everything new. To feel that newness, experience that newness at Amrit Vela. There should be so much enthusiasm. Your mouth should start watering the moment you get up. Just as your mouth is starting watering like this at the sight of some delicious sweets. The moment you get up at Amrit Vela, Kamlesh Bhai, you should start feeling water at the mouth. What should I eat and what should not I want? Saliva should dribble down. Oh. Oh, the new day. Oh, Baba has come. So today's effort is get up at Amrit Vela and do what? Immediately jump. This is the early morning hours of nectar. These are the nectarine hours. You get nectar, Amrit here. Ambrosia. As soon as your eyes open, in a second, take a jump and sit down with Baba. So you should practice high jump. Then because of the companionship, because of this companionship, you will experience all that. Our Baba's treasures are your treasures. So whatever are his treasures, they all are my treasures. So this experience is needed. And we are king for this period. So do whatever you want. There was a kingdom. And in that kingdom, there was a constitution that every king can just rule for 5 years. This is the kingdom. And every king can rule only for 5 years. And there is a river here. On the other side of the river, there is a dense forest, and in that forest there are wild animals, beasts. So it is a rule that at the end of 5 years, the king would be taken to the, he would be exiled and thrown into this forest to be killed by wild animals. So the first king came. First king. But for 5 years he can do anything, whatever he wants. First king came. He spent all 5 years in enjoyment. in pleasures, in sense gratification. And then at the end of 5 years, he was caught and taken to the forest and he died. That is the fate of first king. Then second king, he knew what had happened to the first king and he spent his 5 years in sorrow, in fear, in suffering. He could not even enjoy. The first king at least enjoyed. But he could not enjoy. At the end of 5 years, he suffered a heart attack. And he could not be taken even to the forest because he died. The third king, after learning the experiences of these two kings, he decided, let me first enjoy, half period I will enjoy, half I will worry. So he half period he enjoyed a lot. And half he worried. He was worried. And the fourth king came. He was very happy. Throughout the 5 years, he did very good things. At the end of the 5 years, he was brought to the river. And there is a boat. And the boatman, who is always carrying all the kings on the other side. And this time the king is very happy. So he asked that king, how come you are so happy? Actually the king is so happy that even all the subjects came to drop him there for see off. But they all were happy and he was also happy. So the boatman asked the king, don't you fear that where you are going, the other side, there is a forest, wild beast, animals? He says, no. For 4 years I enjoyed a lot and last year I sent all my army on the other side of the river to clear that forest and now I have created a new kingdom on the other side. So there is nothing for me to feel sorrow because now I am going to the other side where a kingdom is awaiting me. So he enjoyed here also and there, and while staying here he created a kingdom for the other side. Permanent kingdom, 21 births. So while staying here, while staying on this side, you enjoy the Brahmin life, you enjoy the kingdom of the confluence age. This is the kingdom of the confluence age. And there is a river, you cross the river, all others died. But when you reach, because you already worked for clearing the forest on the other side, and you claim the kingdom, on the other side. So, at Amrit Vela, be like a king. All the treasures which belong to the father, they belong to me. All the treasures which are his are mine. And you sit on the throne of unlimited sovereignty. This is the Behad Takht, Baba said. And also claim the consciousness of your golden stage. Do you understand? Samja, that this is the time for easy effort and this is the easy method, samay and sadhan. This Amrit Vela is a time and sadhan, easy time also, easy method also, for achieving the golden aged consciousness, the golden aged stage now, and also to claim the higher post in golden age. So never belittle the importance of golden Amrit Vela. Let every Amrit Vela be so strong, so powerful that the world is forgotten. In today's Murli Baba said, no matter what is happening to the world, let somebody live or somebody die, you don't have to worry. Be stable on the drama. Let whatever is happening to the world, let it happen. If somebody has to die, people keep on crying for 12 months. Here you have to eat halwa, no matter who is dying. So enjoy. So this is today's effort. So this was the Avyakta Murli of 17th December 1979. Almost 40 years back. Okay. So this is today's effort. So make the Amrit Vela very powerful. Om Shanti.